Good morning, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini, and this is VPR News. Children with autism often have trouble reading emotions. It's difficult for them to tell a happy face from a sad one. New research from the University of Vermont has uncovered part of the reason, using eye-tracking technology. The researchers found that children with autism fixate on a speaker's mouth rather than the eyes when the conversation turns emotional. The findings could change the way speech therapists help treat children who struggle with communication challenges stemming from autism spectrum disorder. To learn more about the findings, we spoke with the lead author of the study, Tiffany Hutchins, a professor of communication sciences and disorders in the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UVM. Professor Hutchins, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, can you explain the eye tracking system that you used for your research?
Our technology eye tracking technology has come a very, very long way. And so we're able to use this technology that's pretty low cost. But what we did that was innovative is that we paired an eye tracking device. This is something that shoots out a little bit of infrared light, and it relies on corneal reflection. And so it can gauge where eyeballs are going when you pair it with a screen capture device. And in our case, what we did is we just simply used Skype so that we could have a live interactive conversation.
And so your study using eye tracking discovered how children with autism do this differently from other children?
So it's important to be clear. Lots of eye tracking studies have been done over the last decade. The findings are mixed. So there's a body of research showing that children with autism have an atypical face scanning pattern, or they'll scan social scenes atypically. So they might look at objects more than people, or when they're looking at people, they might look at bodies more than faces. And then when they're looking at faces, they might look more at the mouth than at the eyes. And then there's another body of research that hasn't shown any differences. And they've said, well, it really looks like children with autism are much more similar than they are dissimilar to neurotypical individuals when they're scanning social scenes. So that work, there's a foundation there. But what we were able to add was this piece about an interactive conversation. So that requires that you monitor your speaking and partner's engagement, and that you have to monitor their tone and their affect to get right the full meaning. And what we found is that children with autism, compared to typically developing children, topic of conversation matters. And so if you're talking about mundane topics like, tell me things that people do for work, or what did you do when you got up this morning? Children with ASD, they did look at our mouths, the speaking partner's mouth, more compared to the typically developing sample. But the very interesting finding was that that effect is exaggerated when we engage children in conversations about thoughts and feelings, because that's really hard. So then when we ask our participants, what makes you happy? What makes you sad? What makes you scared? We saw much more atypical visual attention in our children with ASD. They left the eye region of the face, and they went to the mouth region of the face. And our typically developing children showed the exact opposite pattern. They tended to focus even more so on the speaking partner's eyes.
So far, you've conducted a relatively small study with close to 40 children, ages 6 to 12, half of whom were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Do you have plans to conduct further research?
We do. You know what we really need to do? Our sample is very much like other samples when it comes to the eye tracking research in autism, and that is they are overwhelmingly very high-functioning samples. So these are children with very high language and intellectual capacities, and that's important. But what hasn't been looked at is children with the more severe challenges, more limited language, and more limited intellectual abilities. So that's a real gap in the literature. And the reason that's, there's such a paucity of research in that area is because it's difficult procedurally to get children into a situation where they can, attend and have a conversation. But there are ways that we can interact socially with children who are even nonverbal. And we really need to see how that population is responding next. That's a real gap in the literature.
Professor Hutchins, what would you say is the takeaway for parents and teachers of children with autism?
Our clinical experience suggest that it's not uncommon for many professionals and many educators to make direct eye contact part of an IEP, like an individual education plan. I think one of the takeaways from our research is when you're asking somebody with autism, when you're insisting that somebody with autism look you in the eye, which is commonly done. When, you know, you hear a lot of this, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And then we hear from individuals with autism who will often, not always, right, but often there is that subset who is going to tell you, I don't want to look at you. It makes it hard for me to focus, or it's anxiety provoking. And you'll hear, you know, stop telling me to look at you. I'm trying to listen to you. So we want professionals to be thoughtful about what are the potential knock-on effects. You know, if you are insisting that somebody look you in the eye, what else could you be doing, right, to the cognitive system that might actually be counterproductive? And so, again, there's a lot more research that needs to be done in this area. But I guess right now we are urging caution around those kinds of goals. Is it more important for somebody to look you in the eye, or is it more important, right, sometimes that you're actually able to create meaning and communicate better, and in a way that would not necessarily require eye contact.
Tiffany Hutchins is a professor of communication sciences and disorders in the College of Nursing and Health Sciences at UVM. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
My pleasure.